today. Embattled musicians and Springfield Symphony Management settle. The Center Square Grill is forced to close for a few weeks. No skating at the Sear Arena. The Russian Ballet comes to town. And a million-dollar winner in Pittsfield.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Thursday, January 6, 2022. We've had light snow, we've had fog, we've had ice, we've had cold temperatures, and now they tell us some snow might be on the way. Winter is settling in, and not fooling around either. So with that in mind, here's your forecast. Partly to mostly sunny and breezy today, a high 34 to 38 degrees. The winds are west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, light snow after midnight, and a low of 18 to 24 degrees. January 4, 2022. The National Labor Relations Board announced a monetary settlement of $276,406 to resolve a complaint against the Springfield Symphony Orchestra Incorporated for violating federal labor law. The SSO had breached the terms of its last contract with SSO musicians, requiring that individual contracts be issued to the musicians in June 2021 for the 2021-2022 concert. This SSO must now pay the financial remedy to the 71 musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. The Orchestra Musicians Committee had offered to drop all charges against the SSO and allow the SSO to keep the settlement money in exchange for the resignations of all six members of the SSO board's self-appointed management. Now, in rejecting the musicians' offer, the SSO will pay the NLRB-mandated remedy to SSO musicians to not play 8 of the 10 concerts that have been presented in the SSO's most recent full seasons. The musicians, to a person, have no desire to be paid not to play and have resolved to fill this vacuum by using the settlement money toward producing their own concerts for the Springfield community in 2022. The highly successful Center Square Grill in East Longmeadow will be closed for a few weeks. There are better ways to begin the new year, as owner Bill Collins expresses on social media.
We are closed, and we're going to be closed for a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, yesterday afternoon we had an issue with a mechanical item, and our sprinkler system deployed in the building and dumped thousands of gallons of water into this dining room and continued to drench the whole entire restaurant, as well as all the water running into my basement and ruining the electrical system, the ceiling downstairs, etc. And so we are swiftly getting to work today to start the rebuild process as quickly as possible. It will take a couple of weeks, maybe three, and then we'll be back. That's where we're at. Please look out for our reopening dates, and we look forward to hosting you guys all again. It won't be long, so sorry for the inconveniences and reservation cancellations. Starting next week, we will have people in answering the phones once we have a target date for reopen to take reservations and party planning and such. So look forward to seeing you guys all again soon. Cheers.
Good luck, Bill. We all look forward to your reopening. From the Williamstown Police Department, retired canine Daisy, who was the second canine of the Williamstown Police Department, passed away last evening after a very brief battle with an aggressive form of cancer. She served the department well for many years and was handled by Chief Ziemba until her retirement. The purpose of the three service dogs, their bloodhounds, that serve the department is to bond with the community and find missing, lost, wanted persons. Now, these dogs become our friends and part of the department, and they're not only great trackers, but also loyal companions. Daisy was mentored and trained with the department's first canine, Blue, ultimately replacing Blue when she retired, who also was handled by Ziemba. Now we hope she will run free with her old friend Blue while looking down over K-9 Officer Anthony Duprat and K-9 Shelby. Thank you for your service, Daisy. The Russian Ballet Theater will present a breathtaking new production of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake at the Academy of Music on February 11. This will be at 7:30 p.m. as part of a tour that includes performances in 52 cities across the United States, including Minneapolis, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. If you'd like more information and you'd like tickets, you can visit the Russian Ballet Theater official website, which is RussianBalletTheater.com. The Department of Parks, Buildings, and Recreational Management has announced today that public skating at the Sear Arena will be canceled this weekend, Friday, January 7th through Sunday the 9th. This is out of an abundance of caution due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases. PBRM will reassess the situation next week to determine if public skating will commence the following weekend. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Klaprud will join with State Senator Adam Gomez and the Springfield State Delegation for a special check presentation to the Springfield Police Department for the C3 initiative. Senator Gomez and the state delegation successfully secured a $50,000 earmark in the FY22 state budget for the Springfield C3 initiative. So this presentation will be today at noon on the front steps of City Hall, 36 Court Street, Springfield. And in case of inclement weather, the ceremony will take place in Room 220 in City Hall. He won $1 million on a $5 scratcher. Michael Martin of Pittsfield has claimed his prize in the lotteries 50 times the cash on December 7. Michael chose the cash option on its prize and received a one-time payment of $650,000 before taxes. He bought his ticket at Green Ridge Variety, located at 1086 South Street in Dalton, and this retailer will get a $10,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. Everybody makes out well. All right, my friends, that'll do it for the middle of the week. We're back again tomorrow morning, Thursday, on Pioneer Valley Radio with our next new program up online at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day on demand at your convenience. It's a pleasure to be back with you for this new year. Our program is Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.